You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. The 109th Annual Meeting of the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma is set for November 9th and 10th, 2015 at Southern Hills Baptist Church in Oklahoma City. And to discuss this event and other current events going on in the culture and across the Southern Baptist life, I am honored to be joined with two distinguished leaders among Oklahoma Baptists. I'm talking about Dr. Anthony Jordan, who serves as Executive Director Treasurer for the BGCO, and Dr. Hans Dilbeck, Senior Pastor at Quail Springs Baptist Church in Oklahoma City, who is also serving as BGCO President. Gentlemen, welcome.
Well, glad to be here.
Good to be with you.
Well, we're really excited about the annual meeting. Plans are in place, and we are encouraging churches to have their messengers ready and come to the annual meeting. Dr. Jordan, I thought you could start out by talking about some of the major components of this year's program.
When I think about the annual meeting, it to me is like a reunion of our Baptist people, and we get together, and pastors and lay people come together. And our purpose is really to celebrate what God has done in the past and to be able to look to the future of what He's going to do with us collectively as Oklahoma Baptists. Some of the things that go on at a convention, fellowship. I mean, really, that's one of the most significant things. We get to see one another. And one of the things I think that makes Oklahoma Baptist so strong is the fact that we are able to engage one another on a regular basis. Always great preaching. Dr. Dilbeck is going to be preaching. Blake Gideon, Sam Dyer. Sam's from down at First Hevener, one of the great pastors of our state, and he'll be bringing the annual sermon. I'll have the privilege of being able to preach as well. It's always a great opportunity to share the gospel. Music, great music. The choirs of Southern Hills and Quail are going to be singing. We're going to hear reports about what God has done in the new buildings at Falls Creek and tremendous things that God does at Falls Creek and Cross Timbers and our camping ministry. You know, one of the great joys of Oklahoma Baptist is being involved in partnerships. We're going to actually begin a new partnership in Latvia. We'll be talking about that. We'll have leaders from Latvia here. We're going to continue our partnership in Guerrero, and we'll hear about that. And then at every annual meeting, we get to hear from our affiliate organizations, and they'll be telling about their work. And God just does a great, great ministry through these affiliate organizations like Oklahoma Baptist University and Oklahoma Baptist Homes for Children, Baptist Village Communities, and the Baptist Foundation of Oklahoma. So, yes, there are a lot of reports. There'll be some business items that we do because that's a part of who we are. That's part of why we have the annual meeting. It's just a great time to get together and celebrate God's great work.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Dr. Jordan. Now, Brother Hans, you as a pastor have a lot of connection points across the state and, of course, have been a big part of annual meetings for years, and I thought you could talk about why it would be important for a church to be involved in this event and get their messengers and get people ready to take part.
Yeah, I think it is important, and I agree with what Dr. Jordan said. One of the primary benefits is a fellowship that we enjoy together. One of the great things about the Oklahoma Convention is that we're big enough to have a real impact, but we're a small enough state that you can actually know a lot of the people across the state. And it's a great time to get together, and it strengthens the fellowship that we have together in Christ when we spend time together. I also think that it's important to come and to bring a full slate of delegates with you, messengers with you, because we do have some serious decisions to make. It's a part of our stewardship to seriously consider how we're spending our money and the missions partnerships that we're going to be involved in and hear reports from the affiliates. We do have some important business to conduct, and it's important that our pastors and our key leaders are aware of that and help our churches to be aware of the way that the convention is extending the mission of the churches. And then it's just a great time to worship the Lord, to give Him thanks as we celebrate His work and hear reports about how lives have been impacted with the gospel over the course of the year. In our times of worship and gathering, it's a time to celebrate God's faithfulness to us.
Amen. The theme of the annual meeting is Connect One. And Dr. Jordan, I was hoping you could talk about the meaning behind that and the thrust and the ministry focus with that.
Well, Connect One comes out of our Reconnect Sunday School emphasis that we've had over the last 4 or 5 years. And Connect One is about connecting one person to Jesus Christ. It is a very focused emphasis to return evangelism to the Sunday School. And it's just so exciting what God has brought together through the efforts of a lot of people working together to develop a plan that is to restore evangelism in the local church Sunday School. For example, one of the exciting things that we're going to share with people at the convention is that we have actually partnered with Lifeway Christian Resources, and the Sunday School material for the fall of 2016 is going to have material written by Blake Gideon, pastor at First Baptist Edmond, and it's all centered on the idea of returning evangelism Sunday School, one-verse evangelism using Romans 5:8. And all the other activities that are related to that for Sunday School classes to be involved in have been designed by our people. And what they're telling us is that about 1.2 million people across the United States who use Lifeway literature will actually receive this information. So Connect One is all about personal evangelism and returning it to the Sunday School of myself and individuals who are a part of Sunday School to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the streets. And this is a plan on how to get it done.
Amen. The timing of this strategy couldn't be better and more needed. Now, Pastor Hance, in your role as BGCO president, you've been able to connect with a lot of churches and pastors across the state and be involved in the convention plans. What are some things that are blessing your heart or that you've seen God do that encourage you?
Well, I have had a chance this year to be in several places across the state. Started the year in January out with Rusty McMullen at First Baptist Sayre, and God's really at work in that church. And a lot of people being baptized and coming to Christ through different ministries, especially some addiction recovery ministry that First Baptist Sayre is involved in. Just this week, I was at Calvary Baptist in Durant with a group of pastors, pastor of the Blue Baptist Church and the Brown Baptist Church.
Yeah.
What stands out to me really are two things. One is the quiet faithfulness of Oklahoma Baptist. You know, it just reminds me of how much goes on that we don't talk about, that we can't cover in the messenger and never makes anybody's headline. But there are a lot of faithful Baptists that are ministering to the communities, that are keeping their churches healthy and active. And you know, the kingdom of God, Jesus said, is like that seed cast upon the soil. Sometimes it's quiet, you don't notice it, but the impact, the growth, is still there for God's glory. The other thing that strikes me is we have a great group of young pastors in the state of Oklahoma right now.
Right.
Solid guys in their 20s and early 30s that are being effective, that are committed to the work of the state convention and the SBC, and are doing a good job of shepherding the flock in different places across the state. And I really thank the Lord for these quality guys that He's called out and that are serving in our state.
You know, I'd like to underscore, Pastor Hans has said it right. One of the real joys for somebody at my stage of life particularly is to look back and to see the number of young pastors that are not simply just pastoring churches. They are engaged in the work that is being done here at the BGCO and in their association. And we're kind of in a time where I'm preaching a lot of associational events, and I'm seeing these young pastors they're engaged, and they want to be a part of something greater than themselves. And they believe in what we do, and it's exciting to see that.
Amen. Thank you, gentlemen. You know, there are some economic hardships across this country and affecting our state as well. People are thinking a lot about ministry dollars, and the cooperative program continues to be a blessing and provide for so many missions and ministries. Dr. Jordan, I thought you could talk about kind of the financial matters leading into the annual meeting and plans coming together in this climate.
Well, as Dr. Dilbeck said a moment ago, it is a stewardship. And so when we come together in our annual meeting, we always vote on our financial plan, which is put together over about a six-month period of time. It is line by line overseen by the Finance Committee of the convention, and then the board votes on it, and then the convention does. But and that's a good stewardship. It really means that Oklahoma Baptist know that there have been eyes put on every line of the budget and that there are people who are responsible, and that's the board of directors. What I'm seeing across our state is certainly a softening of the economy. There's no question about that. We have some of our great churches that are so faithful who are seeing decline in the oil business, and that is impacting everybody. And we've seen that here in Oklahoma City with the layoffs at Chesapeake and other places. So, you know, it's a challenging time. But one thing I want to underscore, Oklahoma Baptists are the most generous people on the face of the earth.
Amen.
We are, Oklahoma Baptists give more per church to the percentage to the cooperative program than any other state convention. So when we have hard times, I always tell our staff here and would repeat it again and again, look, we going to learn through these tough times. We're going to be good stewards in the good times and the tough times. But I really must say, Oklahoma Baptists have stood in the gap, and they do. And so when we cut our budget by $1 million, that's a lot of money, and it's not going to be easy. But I will tell you this, it is not because Oklahoma Baptists have decided they're not going to support the work of the BGCO or SBC. It's because of the economy. So to sum up, I just want to say thank you to Oklahoma Baptist. Thank you to our pastors who lead the churches to be faithful to the cooperative program. I'm so honored to get to be a part of leading this great people with their heart for missions and reaching the world with the gospel.
Brian, let me say that I've had the opportunity to serve on several different boards on a national level, seminary boards, and presently on the IMB. And they're all fine organizations, but I've never been a part of any board, any group that is more responsible and accountable with how they handle their money than the BGCO. There's transparency, there's involvement from the board, and Oklahoma Baptist can be proud of the BGCO, of Dr. Jordan and the staff, the BGCO, and the responsible way that they take care of the cooperative program gifts that come their way. And I think when there's downward pressure on us financially, we need to embrace that God has purpose in that, and it's a challenge that challenges us at the level of stewardship, both in how we spend money and how we give money, and He'll use that for His good purpose.
Amen.
Well said. Thank you both. You know, thinking of challenges, the year 2015 was a banner year in a lot of ways for this nation. The devastating Supreme Court ruling mandating same-sex marriage in all 50 states and pressing challenges to religious liberty. A lot of churches are concerned that it will be very difficult times, and they want to make the right preparation but also seize these moments for the gospel. And I thought we could spend just a minute. Dr. Jordan, you've worked with a lot of pastors on being prepared for this and seeing the opportunity in this. Just speak a word about that, if you would.
First of all, I'm very pleased with what I see in our pastors. They are taking this straight up. They know that the pressure is mounting, that to take a stand on this issue of same-sex marriage is not going to be easy because there's a lot of pressure from the world. But I'm pleased that they're taking it seriously, and they're taking it from a perspective of grace. I don't get from our pastors they want to go out and create havoc among homosexuals at all. They want to love them in the name of Christ. They want to present the gospel and invite them to embrace the gospel. But at the same time, they stand on the biblical truth of marriage, one man, one woman for life. I've been across our state speaking on this subject, and I really see in our pastors and leaders a commitment to stand for what is right, but to do so with grace and with love.
Amen. Quail Springs Baptist was kind to host the BGCO's conference last March on the gospel, sexuality in the church. And just to Dr. Jordan's point, I think pastors walked away from that event equipped, feeling firm in our convictions and ready to serve our neighbors, regardless of their background. Now, Dr. Dilbeck, you mentioned your role with the IMB and the board, and there's been a lot of talk about international missions. And I know both of you have traveled a great deal, taking the gospel overseas, and some are wondering what the future of foreign missions will look like. Do you have any projections or thoughts related to that that you could share with us?
Well, I am on the International Mission Board. I've just been to one meeting, just beginning to learn about that organization from that perspective. Of course, missions is what Southern Baptist is all about, and a commitment to get the gospel to the nations is to a large degree what unifies us and keeps us together. So what the IMB does is of vital importance to all of us. I think the decisions that have been made in the last few months about reducing the size of the missionary force of IMB are decisions that had to be made in light of the financial realities that the convention is dealing with, I think is the only responsible thing to do. And I think you could argue about how that reduction was done, but the fact that it needed to be done is not something I hear many people disagreeing with. The financial realities were compelling. And I think that is a due in large measure to cooperative program over the last 10, 15, 20 years, not growing the way we would like it to. One of the things that I don't think we talk about enough is that if cooperative program has been flat over the last 10 or 15 years, it is due not just to churches not being faithful, but to the fact that the number of Southern Baptists has been flat over the past 10 or 15 years. And so we had a little bit of an unreasonable expectation to continue expanding our mission force when the Southern Baptist family was not expanding. So not only does this crisis and reduction of force in IMB cause us to reevaluate our cooperative program giving, our missions giving, but it also forces us to acknowledge the fact that we are not expanding the gospel footprint of Southern Baptist here at home. That is the key to allowing us to be the people that expand our missionary task force.
You know, one thing people admire so much about both you men in your ministry is your commitment to the gospel and personal evangelism and prayerful dependence on God. And I know, Dr. Jordan, you've really led our churches to be a people marked by prayer. And we're coming off the heels of the War Room movie, which energized so many people to take prayer even more seriously. But I couldn't help but notice at the annual meeting, there will be some special connection prayer times. Can you talk about the role you see of prayer as part of this event?
Well, the president and I have talked and worked together in regard to this. We all, and he and I both understand that whatever happens in the future, whatever we face, whatever victories are won, it is due to God's work through us. And I don't want Oklahoma Baptist to ever get to the point that we look at victories and things that are happen and take credit. That I want us to always to be able to come to the end and look and say, God did it. And that starts on our knees. And the War Room movie is such a powerful movie, and it ought to spark in us a deep desire. You know, our prayer times at convention really is crying out to God. Nothing more do we need than a spiritual awakening in our churches and in our nation. And so it is unified time of prayer, that calling out to God and asking Him to move mightily among us.
Amen. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on to talk about the annual meeting plans and about the current events that are so important to the life of the local church. We're talking to Dr. Anthony Jordan, BGCO Executive Director Treasurer, and Dr. Hans Dilbeck, Pastor of Quail Springs Baptist and BGCO President. The annual meeting, November 9th, 10th, 2015, Southern Hills Baptist Church here in Oklahoma City. Go to bgco.org/annual meeting to check out all the resources and plan now to attend. Gentlemen, thank you again for coming on Messenger Insight.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you, Brian.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. for more. Find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.